station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AMHD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's partly sunny. It's sticky. It's 85 degrees, and this summer-like weather isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and I'll have details coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Karen McHugh with the news. Fire officials in Philadelphia say security bars on windows prevented them from quickly reaching five children who were killed in a blaze this morning. The city's fire commissioner says the bars usually keep us from getting in and keep residents from getting out. Meanwhile, FDNY officials here in New York say the number of malicious false alarms, a longtime menace of firefighters, has dropped dramatically in the past decade. Officials said in 1994 there were nearly 120,000 false alarms, or about one out of every three emergency runs for firefighters. Last year, that number dropped to 37,000. The reason for the dramatic drop-off is actually a combination of factors, they say, including advances in 911 technology, fewer emergency call boxes on the street, as well as fewer public payphones. A fight between two men in Midtown yesterday resulted in guns being drawn and fired, and in the process, a female shopper caught in the crossfire was wounded in the chest. It happened around noon at 8th Avenue and 29th Street. Folks scattered when the shots rang out. The wounded shopper was hit once in the chest, but expected to recover. Police believe the incident may have involved a vendor who sells bootleg DVDs. Both suspects were soon captured by the cops. NYPD, though, is still looking for two others who may have been involved. Suffolk County detectives are continuing to investigate Friday's fiery pileup on Sunrise Highway in North Avalon that killed four. Police are investigating the facts surrounding a heating oil tanker truck which apparently crashed into a line of vehicles south of the construction merge. Detectives said they believe leaking fuel from the tanker's own gas tank, not from a load of thousands of gallons of heating oil that it was carrying, leaked onto the roadway and thus set the other cars ablaze. Now that the 2005 hurricane season has officially begun, hopefully Tropical Storm Arlene, who graced the Florida Panhandle with her presence Saturday, will go down as the worst storm to hit the Gulf Coast this year. Let's hope so. Correspondent Dave Brannan has more.
Arlene kicked up winds of as much as 60 miles an hour when its center came ashore in the area of Pensacola, Florida, Saturday afternoon. There were no injuries, only some minor damage, and those we found on some of Alabama's beaches found Arlene pretty wimpy.
There wasn't much to it.
Oh, this one's mild. This one didn't cause me any damage.
I think we actually took a nap through the front of it.
About the only thing Arlene did was add a little insult to injury to an area of the Gulf Coast still trying to recover from last year's devastating hit by powerful Hurricane Ivan.
And with Father's Day now just a week away, a recent poll shows that nearly 40 out of 40% of French men questioned said they would have liked to be the one to carry their offspring into the world. The poll was conducted by Ipsos and published in the current issue of Children's Magazine. It found that 38% of the 500 fathers surveyed wished that they were the ones pregnant and not their wives. Not surprisingly, ladies, a slightly higher percentage of women surveyed like the idea just fine as well. WOR time now is 2:03. Traffic, sports, and weather coming up next.
People of New York City, may I have your attention, please? I would like to talk to you about sex. Okay, and also about romance. Okay, and also about whether sandwiches and slaw are an appropriate nod when you're hosting a tasteful little shindig. You see, I would like to talk to you about After the Night and the Music, a world premiere by Elaine May. Elaine May, people, that deals with all of these issues and that's on Broadway at Manhattan Theater Club's Biltmore Theater. In this inspired night of theater about life in the new millennium, Elaine introduces you to some very intriguing people. Middle-aged singles longing to dance, married couples longing for sex, New Yorkers desperate to stop smoking. It's hilarious. Call Teletarge.com right away for After the Night and the Music. Oh, and one more thing. Slaw at a night to do is a serious no-no.
The critics are cheering for After the Night and the Music. Ben Bradley of the New York Times says, irresistibly quotable, Elaine May is a comic genius. And Newsday's Linda Weiner raves, Daniel Sullivan has directed a crackling cast. Call Telecharge.com today.
The Daily Commute. Just one more reason to start thinking about that next vacation. No plans? Well, that's no problem. Mexico Palace Resorts wants to help you get away for a relaxing, all-inclusive vacation at one of 10 luxurious Palace Resort properties. Book a six-night vacation package at any Palace Resort by June 20th and receive a $250 air credit per person. Good for travel through January 31st, 2006. Palace Resorts sets the standard in all-inclusive accommodations, and they invite you to come and see why. Experience one of their distinct properties located throughout Cancun, Cozumel, Puerto Vallarta, and Riviera Maya. Act now. Limited availability. Holiday blackouts do apply. Maximum 2 air credits per room. September 11 security fee and air taxes are additional. See LibertyTravel.com for details or call 1-877-LIBERTY. Enjoy Mexico's Palace Resort. Liberty Travel, 1-877-LIBERTY. Liberty Travel, where travel begins.
WOR time now is 2:05. Checking the traffic. Barry's Auto Bridge, Brooklyn bound up, predict is an accident. Two lanes are blocked. The Staten Island bound upper level has one lane blocked for emergency activity. Go with the lower level. It's okay going both ways. Whitestone Bridge to Queens, construction shutting down one lane. Traffic is very heavy as you approach the bridge. Bronx bound, emergency road work blocking one lane. Delays on the southbound Hutch at Wilmont Road. Heavy again approaching Pelham Parkway. The westbound cross Bronx, a very heavy ride from the Brooklyn over to the George. Inbound George, 20 minutes upstairs, lower level, 10 minutes. In WOR Sports, bottom of the third, Mets leading Los Angeles Angels right now, 1-0. Pedro's on the mound for the Amazons. Yanks and St. Louis just getting underway right now. Carl Pavano, 4-5 on the mound for the Bombers. He's 4-5 on the season. The WOR forecast for this Sunday afternoon and tonight and tomorrow and on into Tuesday. Hot, sticky days with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon. Overnight, cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Daytime highs near 90, overnight lows near 70. Right now, it's mostly sunny and fair. 85 our current temperature at WOR. Next news coming up at 3 o'clock. Bulletins at once. Coming up next, it's the Wilner Window. I'm Terry McHugh reporting from the WOR News Center.
Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fidel, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And welcome, everybody. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be here.
And our medical co-host, the eminent internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
What a compliment. I appreciate
it. If you notice a bit of heaviness in Don's voice, that's because yesterday we spent a delightful day at Celebrate America. WOR had that Celebrate America program up at the Westchester County Center. And Don and I were just talking to people all day long, and seems to have hit his voice a little more than it hit mine.
Yeah, you know, it's one of these good news, bad news things. You know, it was great to meet so many people who listened to the show regularly and talked to them, but, you know, the booths were not too far from the stage, so I had to compete in talking with all of the music and the festivities going on that you could hear from the stage. So I ended up, I think, using my voice a little bit too much.
Yeah,
but it was fun.
It was. And everybody had a good time. Anyway, we do have with us today a special guest in the studio. Her name is Carol Simontacci, and Carol wrote a book called Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs. Not the first book she wrote. She wrote some other books. One is called Your Fat Is Not Your Fault. Another book called The Crazy Makers, and a third book, A Woman's Guide to a Healthy Heart. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Carol.
It is good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, good to have you. And we're going to be talking today, of course, about the natural alternatives to Celebrex, Vioxx, and the other anti-inflammatories. But we're going to also be talking specifically about a supplement that's relatively new to the market, and it's called Sierracil. And first, just tell us, what is Sierracil, Carol?
Well, I like to explain that it is a blend of over 35 naturally occurring minerals right out of the earth from high in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and it has been shown in human trials and in vitro trials to lower the genetic expression of inflammation. In other words, it shuts down the inflammation right at the root cause. It is just, it's basically minerals out of the earth.
Out of the earth, okay. So now you say natural alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex. Sierracil works as an anti-inflammatory?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. I guess the question I get asked a lot in the store by people is, you know, I have arthritis. What do I do? Okay, so, you know, my first thought is to say, well, you know, use glucosamine, chondroitin, stuff mm-hmm. like that. And from that point, we usually branch off and say, well, you know, then you might want to take something which is an anti-inflammatory. Is that the way usually you look at these things?
I do look at it from that, but I started at a little different place because I'm a nutritionist, so I obviously start with food.
Uh-huh.
And I start, when somebody comes to me with that question, what should I do about my arthritis or my pain in some other part of my body, I will say to them, well, first let's look at what you're eating. Because as a nutritionist, you have to look at that first.
Yeah.
And frankly, Arnie, the typical American diet is pro-inflammatory. And I always tell people that it is not as helpful to take an anti-inflammatory, natural or not, unless you address what's causing the inflammation to begin with, which could be what you're putting into your mouth. It's just like trying to put out a fire while you're stoking it with kerosene. It doesn't work very well.
Uh-huh. Is there a good thing about inflammation? In other words, what is the body's reason for doing it?
Well, the body has a good reason for inflammation. If you cut your finger, for example, you're going to get bacteria in that cut, and the body is going to respond with a very vigorous immune system reaction. It's going to send immune bodies there. It's going to seal off the area, flood it with fluids, and so on. It's going to get hot. It's going to get red. It's going to get very inflamed, okay? So it's going to be very inflamed, and it's going to be very painful. That is a localized inflammation, and that's a life-saving function of the immune system. The problem here, what we're talking about, is where inflammation gets settled deeply into systems in the body, where it's not localized. It's not an acute situation. It goes on for years and years and years. And what I was astounded to find when I was writing the book is how many diseases now are linked to inflammation. I like to start with the top of our heads. We've got Alzheimer's and depression and dementia
yeah.
and autism, and then it drops down on our trunk. We've got heart disease, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, and so on. And then in our bones, we've got osteoporosis, we have arthritis. So it seems to affect virtually every system and part of the body.
Okay, and what is the reason that the inflammation affects, let's say, a knee?
I'm not sure why it would settle into a knee. I do know that if you have injured an area of the body or if you have overused an area of your body, you will often get inflammation settling into that area. And I believe there's also a genetic link about where it will settle. But, you know, your joints, they get a lot of use. They get a lot of exposure to trauma.
Yeah,
and that's probably
and
wear and tear. And frankly, Arnie, our diets are so bereft of minerals, and our bones and that whole structure is so based on minerals. I think it begins to wear down because we're just not providing them the diet.
Yeah. Okay. So Sierracil, as you pointed out, is a combination. It's not just calcium, magnesium.
No.
You're talking about calcium, magnesium, zinc, and about, as you said, about 33
other
minerals.
Over 35 naturally occurring minerals, yes. You have boron, your silica, on and on.
Okay. Once again, Carol wrote a book called Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Drugs. And they were good enough to bring some extra books to the studio. So for those of you who are going to call in today, if you have any questions for Carol, we will send you a copy of Carol's book, Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Drugs. You'll just give Ira your name and address when you call in. Okay, the number in the studio, 1-800-321. 1-800-321-0710. And preferably, like I said, if you have questions about Sierracil and how it works and want to speak to Carol, we'll be glad to send you copies of the book Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Prodell.
Our special guest, Carol Simontacci, and we'll all be back after these messages.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And here's some exciting news. Right now at Wilner Chemists, all Twin Lab products are on sale at 30% off list price. That includes Alveda Teas, Nature's Herbs, and of course, all Twin Lab vitamins.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Having difficulty swallowing those large calcium magnesium pills? Introducing the liquid calcium magnesium supplement you take with a spoon from Nature's Answer. Liquid calcium magnesium contains citrate and orotate, highly absorbable forms of both minerals, along with MCHC. In addition, zinc, boron, and vitamin D fortify this unique supplement for bone health. Smooth and delicious, naturally sweetened with organic agave nectar.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Nattokinase is an enzyme derived from a traditional fermented soy food called natto. In Japan, natto has been valued as a food remedy for fatigue and circulatory problems. In 1980, scientists in Japan developed a way to extract pure nattokinase, the enzyme, from natto. It is nattokinase that has been proven so beneficial to circulation. Fibrin is a protein normally found in the circulation that, when activated, forms fibrinogen. Actually, I think it's the other way around, which is responsible for blood clotting. For obvious reasons, the level of fibrin must be carefully controlled, and the body generates natural fibrinolytic enzymes to help do that. Nattokinase has a similar action, leading to its popular use to aid circulation and high blood pressure. Doctors Best has a deal for you. They're offering their nattokinase supplements through Wilner Chemists at one-half price. Wow, what a deal. Doctors Best, nattokinase, 100 milligram, 90 VegaCap size, now on sale at one-half price. If you're on anticoagulant medication, we suggest you talk to your healthcare professional provider before taking nattokinase.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carol Simontacci. And now Don has a couple questions for Carol.
Thanks, Arnie. I wanted to kind of back up a little bit. I think Carol made some very important comments earlier on when you asked her about what causes inflammation, and she said, or what do you tell people who have inflammation? And she said, the first thing to do is talk about diet. And I think that's kind of crucial to the whole underlying situation here, and I want to explore that a little bit. Certain foods, of course, will lead to things that cause inflammation. These are the prostaglandins. We've talked about this many times in the past when we usually in connection with something like maybe a fish oil supplement, where we explain that what you're really doing is you're trying to alter the ratio or the balance in the body of these good prostaglandins, or the ones that reduce inflammation, versus the bad prostaglandins, the ones that will cause inflammation. So I was going to ask Carol, which foods, for example, are typically foods that will cause inflammation? And then how does this tie into the Vioxx and the Celebrex and the Cox 2 picture?
Well, I'm glad you started out asking the negative first. Let's get that all out of the way right up front, the stuff that we should not be eating. I am here in New York, which is a fabulous eating town, and I am sorry to tell you that what I indulged in last night is a pro-inflammatory food, sugar, soft drinks, and alcoholic beverages. I did not touch the soft drinks. I haven't had a soft drink in 35 years.
But you did have a lot of alcohol, right? You stumbled into the studio.
Yeah, I am looking at a can of Coke right in front of me. I will not say who is drinking that can of Coke, but that is a pro-inflammatory, very sorry to tell you, beverage.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, which is even worse. I will not even tell you what that is doing to your brain cells, Arnie, until you have finished drinking it. The second category is what Don was referring to.
I've been wondering what was the reason for this
you
all
got
these
it.
Years.
You
now
got
I
it.
Understand.
You understand
okay.
it. And you snatch the can away from him the next time you see it. Now, I don't know, I may hit you on this one, Don, but the next category of pro-inflammatory foods would be your red meat, your beef, your pork. And if you've been on that high-protein diet, that is a pro-inflammatory diet. And that's what you were talking about, those prostaglandins that unleashes a whole array of pro-inflammatory prostaglandins or hormones that stimulate inflammation. And then if you're a health nut, like many people, and you go more to the whole grains, well, I'm sorry to tell you that they also are pro-inflammatory. So there you have it. You have the sugar, the soft drinks, the alcoholic beverages, the beef, the pork, and the, what was the last thing I mentioned, the breads.
Grains, right.
That's
right.
The bad news.
Okay. And now some good news, please.
There's good news, yeah. And the good news on the horizon is that vegetables are anti-inflammatory, and we have 135 vegetables on the American diet. We should be indulging freely in those because those are anti-inflammatory. I had some fabulous vegetables last night. I'm happy to tell you that.
Okay, so that hopefully canceled out all that alcohol.
The heavy alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was offering alcoholic beverages before I came to the studio today, and I declined.
Good idea.
Yes. Your fruits are also anti-inflammatory. Your salmons, your fish, especially the deep-sea fish, and that's, again, where you have those anti-inflammatory prostaglandins. And I really like to steer my clients towards the anti-inflammatory foods, because if you're continuing to eat pro-inflammatory foods while you're taking a natural or unnatural anti-inflammatory, you're not getting the benefit, as
okay.
much benefit.
Okay, so, but as you point out in your booklet, the foods that cause inflammation do so via a pathway increasing the levels of the PGE2 prostaglandins. And of course, as I think most of our listeners know, the foods that will reduce inflammation increase the PG1 and the PG3 prostaglandins. Where does this COX-2 situation come in? Why were these types of drugs why originally were they thought to be so wonderful? What did they do? And then why now are we looking for alternatives?
Well, the COX-1 and the COX-2 inhibitor medications were brought on the market because people were suffering from pain, and they knew that they could shut down some of those inflammatory pathways. That's what those COX-1 and COX-2 enzyme pathways do, and I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not an expert in that, but that's what they do. Unfortunately, when you shut down one enzyme system, you're not going to disable just one aspect of that. You're going to have problems with a lot of those. And so what we found with the COX-1 inhibitors, for example, you have an increased risk of stomach bleeding and so on. You have some huge side effects. You know, back when I was a youngster, the only pain reliever that we had available to us, at least that I knew about, was aspirin. And then, of course, you know, that
well,
was...
Well, okay, but aspirin, of course, now we think that we know how it works. It works by blocking
yes.
the PG2,
right.
Pro-inflammatory prostaglandins. We thought that that's what the COX two inhibitors would do also without causing the gastric upset. Now we know that they have other side effects. So that brings us then back to the question of the alternatives, the natural alternatives. That's what your book's all about, obviously. Mm-hmm. So we have certain supplements, I guess, that you would say would increase the PG-1, the PG-3 prostaglandins, and certain other ones, would they serve to maybe block the PG-2s the same way that the Vioxx or Celebrex might have?
Well, actually, the natural anti-inflammatories work via several different mechanisms, and they don't work the same way as drugs. They have a broader aspect. For example, what we're talking about here today with the Seracil, it's a blend of minerals. Minerals work on several levels in the body. First of all, they're essential to human health. They work in every single enzyme system. They also help to regulate the pH balance or the acid-alkaline balance, and we know that over-acidity is pro-inflammatory, and over-acidity will be brought on by, again, the soft drinks and the sugar and the alcohol and the red meat and the grains. Those are highly acid foods. And so they work on a number of different levels, and there's one other aspect that minerals work on, and that is they help to regulate the genetic expression of many different genes, but, of course, in this case, we're talking about the genetic expression of inflammation.
Okay, so by utilizing these various nutrients, including the Seracil natural mineral combination, we just basically don't have to utilize the same approach as they did with the Vioxx and the Celebrex.
No, I love using minerals because, first of all, we don't get enough minerals in the American diet. We eat vegetables that are grown in mineral-depleted soils. We don't eat enough vegetables. The average American eats less than 2 servings of vegetables a day, and a quarter of those is French fries. I think another quarter is ketchup. We're just not going to get it in that. And then, like Arnie, we're drinking soft drinks, and those soft drinks are leaching the minerals out of the body. So to go to a mineral supplement just provides a fundamental element to the body. It recognizes that.
All right. Well, one last question about Seracil in particular. You know, Seracil is not the first natural mineral supplement that's come onto the market over the years. What makes Seracil different from all of these previous mineral supplements? For example, we used to be a little bit concerned, you know, you mine a mineral from the ground, are you getting too much of the aluminum, are you getting lead and this and that? From what I understand, Seracil has found ways and demonstrated in various studies to prevent any problems that might arise from things like aluminum or lead content.
You know, those minerals, the ones that you're talking about, like the mercury and the aluminum and lead, we know those are heavy metals. We also know that they are ubiquitous in the environment. You're going to get some of those elements in food you eat because they're in the earth. They're ubiquitous, which means they're just about everywhere. And so the body has a way of sorting through a lot of those issues, especially if you are well nourished in the beneficial minerals like the calcium. For example, calcium helps to block the absorption of lead. Zinc helps to block the absorption of mercury and so on. And so we need to be thoroughly replete in all of those minerals. Now, the Seracil has done a bioavailability study where they actually show that those heavy metals do not accumulate in human tissues and not absorbed.
Yeah, I saw that study. It was quite impressive. I think the book is about 100 pages or more.
And you read it all? Well, I'm impressed.
I read it all, and
while he was drinking his Diet Coke.
that's right. But
if he hadn't been drinking the Diet Coke, he would probably have understood.
Okay, all right. All right, it's time for another quick break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gifomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carol Simontacci, and we'll all be back in just a moment.
If you're looking for information on nutritional supplements, how to choose those that are right for you, and how to properly use them, the new book, The Best Supplements for Your Health, is just what you need. Written by Don Goldberg, Arnie Gifomer, and Dr. Robert Abel, The Best Supplements for Your Health provides over 400 pages of factual and helpful information on supplements, including over 300 pages of product-specific recommendations. Whatever your health problem, prevention or treatment, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, or weight control, this book is for you. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation out there. With this book, you will find out what doesn't work as well as what does, in Don and Arnie's well-known tell-it-like-it-is, no-holds-barred style. You can learn more about the book visiting the website
at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. It's available at all major book outlets, including Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and, of course, at Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Screens book from Kensington Publishing. And what better gift could you find for those that are important to you? Now on sale at 30% off. The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect holiday present. Only $11.20 a copy at Wilner Chemists and Amazon.
All right, now let's go to the traffic.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report. Verrazano Bridge, still heavy across the span on the Brooklyn bound upper level, but an accident cleared, so all lanes reopened. Staten Island bound upper level moving fine. Lower level doing good in both directions. Northbound BQE after Hamilton Avenue, watch out for road construction. Two lanes are blocked until 8 o'clock. Southbound BQE, heavy traffic from the Williamsburg Bridge to Hamilton Avenue because of a disabled vehicle. Outbound Prospect Expressway, disabled vehicle right before Ocean Parkway. And Whitestone Bridge tied up in both directions with construction on the span. This report brought to you by Acme. It's Acme's three-day 10 for $10 sale. Through Monday only, mix, match, and save on favorites like Good Humor ice cream novelties. Get 10 boxes for $10 with your supercard at Acme. I'm Bill Gordon for the WOR Traffic Report.
Are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows, hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of the products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now you can do it another way by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner2l.com.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, over-ectomized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carol Simontacci. And before we get back to the phones, or before we get to the phones, I just want to tell you about the sale now in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, Alveda Tea, all on sale at 30% off list price. We also have the 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. And if you don't have a copy, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again, 1-800-633-1106, option 3, leave your name and address. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com.
And, of course, there's the old-fashioned way. You can stop by one of our two stores and pick it up. We have two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown. It's at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, before we get to the phones, Dr. Podell has one question.
Well, the question goes back to Don's question. How did you happen upon this particular mineral formula, and why the Sierra Nevada mountains, as opposed to other mineral formulas? Of course, most good multivitamins have an element of minerals in them.
So why not the Poconos, for example?
So I'm sure there's a story as to how you discovered this, and give me that story.
Okay. Well, I actually was approached by Sierra Still because of my writing. They were familiar with some of the work that I had done and wanted me to take a look at the product, look at the studies. And I started doing that, started using it in my clinical practice, and found that when I had people in pain, I give them the Sierra Still, and 7 to 10 days later, I'm a hero because suddenly they are not in such pain. Why the Sierra Nevada mountains? You're going to have got that. Because apparently however many years ago, there was a very unique geothermal event that took place there and deposited this there. They have brought in geologists who have examined that site, that deposit, and this is a geologist who has done work all over the world and said that there is no other mineral deposit like it in, I don't think he specifically said in the Poconos, he said in anywhere in the world. So it is apparently unique to that area.
Okay, happy now?
Okay.
And it was discovered by a gold miner, which that's, I think, that is the rustic part of that story.
All right. Okay, thanks, Carol. Okay, well, we have a lot of people on the phones. Let's say hello to Steve from Manhattan.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I have a question for your guest and then a question for you.
Sure.
The question for your guest is hyaluronic acid is all this infomercial about this product and how good it can do for your joints and also your entire health. But I've heard that it really doesn't absorb well orally. I mean, supposedly the Japanese, they get it from the vegetables that they eat. But making it into a supplement, you may be wasting your money. What is your opinion on that?
You're talking about hyaluronic acid?
Yes.
You know, I am not an expert on that, and I'm just going to kind of pass that over to Arnie.
Pretty much, Steve, I agree with what you've said. The hyaluronic acid is an important part of the joints and the joint fluid, but it needs to be either developed from within or it needs to be injected into the joint. There's no good evidence to show that hyaluronic acid people can benefit by taking it orally.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was bee pollen. There's also a lot of information on this and all the incredible benefits. What I wanted to know was, and I guess that may include royal jelly and propolis, are there any miraculous benefits to this product? And also, does it absorb well if you take it orally?
Well, I don't think there's miraculous benefits to anything. I like to approach things from a holistic model. Yes, some people do get benefit from taking the bee pollen and the royal jelly. I like to put everything in terms of moderation and try it. You know, if you notice the benefit in energy production and so on, then fabulous. If not, well, then maybe that's not the right thing for you. I know if you're a bee, you're going to get a lot of benefit from it.
Yeah, I agree. Bee pollen is a source of a lot of minerals, and if you want to take it as a supplement, you notice something, fine, but I don't think it's going to be a life-changing experience.
I see. I appreciate that.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call. And let's say hello to Jane from Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Yes, hello. I was interested in knowing if I were to take the Sericell, are there other supplements that I would need to take along with it, or is this basically sort of take the place of a vitamin supplement that I'm taking now?
Okay, no, it will not take the place of a vitamin supplement because while Sericell provides over 36 naturally occurring minerals, it does not provide a lot of any of those. It's like a little bit of all of them. And so you will need more calcium, more magnesium, more zinc, and obviously the vitamins and so on. One companion product that I like to recommend for people who are struggling with arthritis is, you know, that deteriorates the synovial tissue. Sericell works very nicely as a companion product to glucosamine sulfate because it's a different mechanism of action. The Sericell pulls down the inflammation so that degradation process stops, and then you can help to rebuild that synovial tissue using the glucosamine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Are there any other products that you would recommend specifically for rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, rheumatoid arthritis, you're going to need to read my book because I talk in there about that anti-inflammatory diet. Rheumatoid arthritis is often linked to allergies and often to the foods we're eating. It can be other challenges with the immune system, but you do need to approach rheumatoid definitely from a holistic perspective.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and where are you located?
Where am I located? I'm out of Florida.
Oh, out of Florida.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jane.
By the way, Arnie, did we tell the listeners yet that they can meet Carol tomorrow?
We didn't tell the listeners that they can meet Carol.
They don't have to go down to Florida, at least not for the next day or two?
Yeah, Carol's going to be at both of the Wilner Chemist stores. Unfortunately, not at the same time. So between
that's fortunate.
That matches them, yes.
Maybe if you drank some of your diet coke, you could be there both at the same time.
Anyway, so from 12 to 2 tomorrow, Carol's going to be at the Park Avenue store, 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street. She's going to be signing her book, Natural Alternatives to Bioxelibrex, Other Anti-Inflammatory Drugs. And then she's going to scoot into a taxi and go down to the downtown store, 253 Broadway, and do the same thing from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So from 12 to 2, she'll be at the Park Avenue store. From 3 to 5, she'll be at the 253 Broadway store, which is at the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall.
Well, Arnie, I think we need to clarify that. What is she going to be doing?
I will not be drinking Coke. I will have water. Thank you very much.
Signing the book, or is she going to give away a signed copy of her book, Arnie?
I will be signing books, which means we can chat, with listeners
and people are going to get a free copy of the book.
They will.
Well, okay. That's what I was kind of trying to extract from you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Free is good.
So basically, you can come in, talk to Carol, ask her questions, and she will give you a signed copy of her book, Natural Alternatives to Bioxin, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs, exclusively at Wilner Chemist.
You're starting to sound good.
I'm getting on a roll now.
Okay. And let's say hello to Anne from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was taking Vioxx for a pain in my right hip and which radiated all down my leg, my right leg. And I stopped taking it, and I'm taking Tylenol and glucosamine. And I still have the pain, but it's not as bad as it was before taking Vioxx. And I was wondering what I can take.
Well, the first thing I'm going to recommend is, and you've probably done this, but I recommend that you get a diagnosis about why you have that pain and why you have pain radiating down your leg. I mean, that would indicate that there's some structural thing going on that needs to be addressed, number one. Number two, the problem with Tylenol is that it's very, very toxic to the liver. It's incredibly toxic to the liver, but it also hastens the breakdown of that synovial tissue. So you're kind of doing two steps forward and two steps back. The Tylenol is hastening the breakdown of that synovial or that cushioning tissue while you're trying to build it up with the glucosamine. I'm going to recommend that you try the Sierracel, that it will stop the inflammation as much as can be until you get that problem fixed. It'll stop the inflammation, which will be benefiting to you long term.
I had an MRI. I went to a neurologist, and he said he couldn't see the cause of it. So he gave me Vioxx just to take the Vioxx.
Well, I'd probably see someone else to see if maybe someone else can find that, but you do need to get at the cause of it. But the Sierracel is going to help you to shut down the inflammation, and then the glucosamine will be a companion to that.
Oh, all right. I'll take that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Ann. And let's say hello to Betty from Queens.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Betty.
I have a problem with constipation. I've been taking the silicone husk powders. I have a colon cleanse which contains herbal bitters, the aloe vera gel, a tablespoon of oil in my salad. I don't really get any results. I'm taking a product by Ethical Nutrients, Bone Builder, Mycoprotein, Hydroxyapatite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that's constipating.
Generally, not. I've not found it to be constipating, although everybody reacts to calcium supplements differently. If you feel that it is constipating, then you might want to switch over to a different form of calcium. Some of the issues that are more constipating would be low thyroid. You might want to get your thyroid checked.
Okay.
You might also want to look at the dairy products. If you're consuming dairy products, they're very constipating.
I don't.
Okay.
You know, the other thing sometimes helps, I found, is to increase the amount of magnesium that you're taking.
I'm taking magnesium citrate.
Magnesium citrate is a good form to take. You may want to increase the magnesium gradually to the point where it begins to work to sort of loosen your bowels a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And take them at separate times. You take your magnesium, for example, in the morning, take your calcium at night. You know, another thing you might want to make sure is that you're producing enough stomach acid so you're ionizing the minerals so that they are truly absorbing. Sometimes that can be a critical issue.
Is there a possibility there's a problem with muscular coordination?
I would say what is most likely would be the thyroid. I know that sometimes the blood tests show normal. That may or may not be the case. And also estrogen dominance can create some problems with bowel motility. It's kind of it's like a holistic thing. You need to look at quite a few factors in that.
Well, I would ask the question, do you have a history of using stimulant laxatives?
No, but I've had a problem with constipation forever.
Was there something going on there that...
You want to weigh in, Dr. Podell?
Yes and no, because I know it's very frustrating when people have problems like that. Obviously, you know the basics, which is fiber and magnesium. The thing that I find is most often missed, although, you know, it isn't going to work for everybody, is that when people don't feel they have to go, they tend not to sit on the pot. And maybe 30% of the push that the bowel has is kind of a Pavlovian conditioned reflex. At the same time every day, it expects to go. And so what people should always be doing if they have constipation problems is 6-8 weeks of sitting on the pot, same time every day, 5-10 minutes, don't push too hard, but that will help reestablish the conditioned habit pattern of the bowel.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Dr. Podell, and thanks for that call, Betty. All right, time for another short break. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Colbert.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest, Carol Simontacci, and we'll all be back in just a moment. But first, we shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Natrol. Natrol offers you Ester C in just about any form or potency you could ask for, tablets or capsules. Alone or with bioflavonoids, chewable, soft gels, liquid, with antioxidants, pycnogenol, echinacea, whatever. Effervescent. Natrol has it all. Ester C for when you want vitamin C that is most effective and naturally buffered. Ester C from Natrol. And here's some good news right now. All the Natrol Ester C products are on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist. Yes, you heard me right. Wilner Chemist is featuring all Natrol Ester C products at 35% off-list price.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free at 20% off this price.
Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes? cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. One of our favorite products for this is Ginkgo Dyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgo Dyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Dyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented Ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgo Dyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgo Dyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, and right now all the Nature's Way products are on sale at 30% off list price. That's right. You can buy any Nature's Way herbal or vitamin supplement at Wilner Chemist at 30% off.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomi here along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carol Simon-Tachi. And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you to my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements. Alrighty, getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Gail from Queens.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a two-part question. I have chronic fatigue syndrome. The pain is like fibromyalgia. I have irritable bowel and multiple chemical sensitivity. I'm also underweight. Can Sierra Sills help me? And is there anything I can eat to gain weight that is not pro-inflammatory?
Well, your question is much too complicated to delve into in depth here. However, I will say that you do need to focus on that anti-inflammatory type diet, which is rich in the vegetables, and I talk about it in the book. I hope you can come by and get a free copy of that tomorrow. Sierra Cell has been used with chronic fatigue patients, with fibromyalgia patients, with patients with irritable bowel syndrome to great benefit because, again, it helps to shut down the inflammation. And it would appear to me that that would be one of the first things that you need to address in the issue. But again, you know, some of the issues you're talking about, like the sensitivity to chemicals and so on, are very complicated. But I would certainly start with the Sierra Sil and the anti-inflammatory diet.
One of the words that you said was that you lost weight. About how much?
I didn't lose weight. I've been underweight all my life. So right now, I'm about 98 pounds.
Okay, so I was going to say that when people develop chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, they very rarely lose weight. They either stay the same or very often they gain weight because they're less active. So that was setting my thinking off. Presumably you've been evaluated and they checked your adrenal glands, for instance, and it's not too low.
I've been through all the conventional clinical tests.
And your blood pressure, is that real low?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's a difficult problem. It's one that we spend a lot of time treating. There's no simple answer. There are a whole bunch of partial answers for different aspects of the problem. For instance, one of the easier parts to treat is getting the blood pressure back up, and that will often make some kind of difference. But I would rarely put in plugs for myself. I know you've had difficult problems, seen a lot of people, but this is one of the bigger things that we do in our office in Springfield, New Jersey. You can go on our website, drpodell.org, drpodell.org, and you can kind of see how we approach it.
Okay, Gail, thanks for the call. And let's say hello to Esther from the Bronx.
Hi, how are you, everyone? My question is, what's the relationship between minerals and weight loss and minerals and asthma? How would you suggest that I treat these two?
Well, the way you position the question is a little difficult. Minerals are an essential group of nutrients that the whole body requires. What was the first one you said, asthma and weight loss?
What do you suggest?
You mean you want to lose weight or you have
to lose weight?
You need to lose
weight. It's mostly abdominal weight.
Well, when you're talking about the abdominal weight, typically you're talking about endocrine issues like the adrenal gland and so on. Minerals, of course, help to support the functionality of all the endocrine glands, the thyroid and the adrenal gland, which are intimately involved in that. In terms of the asthma, you're looking at generally there's an allergic component to that. And also, asthma is it's pro-inflammatory, and CeraSeal is an anti-inflammatory blend of minerals. So it is going to help to dampen down that inflammation, you know, and then you have to look at the allergy component as well.
Yeah, and I think magnesium has a extra
yes.
magnesium has a place in the, perhaps relaxing some of the bronchial muscles
yes, that's
and
true.
Things like that.
Okay.
We might just mention, Arnie, because the way that she asked the question, she's looking for some help, whereas, you know, a CeraSeal is one thing. Of course, we can give some advice on a lot of other ways to lose weight.
Sure.
You know, anything from utilizing the fiber or fiber-rich meal replacement products to the green tea and so forth. If you're in Manhattan, Esther, feel free to drop by either one of our stores. We have nutritionists and pharmacists who will be happy to spend some time with you going over some of the options that you can look at that might help you with a good, healthy way to lose weight.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Esther.
By the way, Arnie, could I mention also people can go to my website and get news
sure.
on inflammation. It's www.inflammationnews.net. It's a site for inflammation itself.
Okay, very good.
Inflammationnews.net.
Okay, inflammationnews.net. Okay. All right, and the product we were talking about today is called CeraSeal, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L. And, of course, as you might expect, it's available at Wilner Chemists. Okay, let's say hello to Helen all the way from Dover, Delaware.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I think it's wonderful you're spending your afternoon helping people like you are. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
My husband's had Lyme several times, and he's battling it again, and I'm wondering if this product might help, or is there something else that would be helpful? He did the conventional, but he's done lots of alternatives.
Wow, Lyme disease is very, very difficult. I would certainly try it. It's going to provide you with a base of those naturally occurring minerals that help in virtually every function of the body. It's certainly not going to harm. If there is an inflammatory component to what he's dealing with, yes, it is going to help to lower that inflammation.
You're acquainted with a product called Papyrus, and it has some all types of things, like rosemary, ginger, and green tea, boswell, and propolis, turmeric.
I am not familiar with that product, but those are all anti-inflammatory herbs. Has that helped him?
I'm ready to put him on it. I have not tried that.
Well, I would try the CeraSeal first, and the reason I would go there first is, again, we are so depleted in the minerals in this country, and so it provides a really good source of minerals. And so since they are essential to health in general, I would start there.
Right. Is this an instance where he's had several distinct
new
infections in Lyme?
Yes.
Or is it a one time he got sick and has never gotten better?
No, several times.
Okay.
We were out of the country one time, and his leg was horrible. We called a house doctor, and he had never seen Lyme. He said, I'm not sure, but I'm a professional. And I said, I think that's what we're dealing with. So, yeah, he's had several bouts of it. Severe swelling.
In other words, I don't think we really, you know, obviously in New Jersey where we come from, people get Lyme a lot out in the country. I don't think anyone's really looked at if there's an individual susceptibility that goes beyond simply being in the environment with the ticks. And at least I'm not aware of any literature on that.
Radar area where they show. We're right in that area in Delaware here. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. You get our show live in Delaware?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow. Isn't that exciting? Hey.
Appreciate it. I learn a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Helen. Thanks for that call. Okay, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. You know, this is a two-hour show, folks, so make sure you stay tuned. Anyway, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with more Esther C products than any other company, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 35% off list price. Okay, we've been talking to Carol Simintachi. Carol, are you going to be available next hour?
I would love to do that. Thank you.
Okay, good. So those of you who are on the phones and want to talk to Carol Simintachi, just please join us. We'll be Let's see, we'll be back in about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. See you in about 6.5 minutes.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AMHD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's mostly cloudy and 87 degrees right now. We still could hit 90 before this day is over. And the weather's not going to change much over the next couple of days. I'll have details in a few minutes. I'm Kevin McHugh with the news. Fifth Avenue today is awash in a sea of Puerto Rican pride. Tens of thousands of marchers are right now making their way uptown, while upwards of 3 million revelers are lining the sidewalks, keeping